From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria has given approval for humanitarian convoys to reach all of the country's 19 besieged areas by the end of the month, according to the UN Thursday. It comes with a warning that approval does not mean delivery. We were informed by our team in Damascus that basically there has been permission given and approval by the government of Syria for all 19 areas, according to a United Nations envoy, Stefan de Mistura. He pressed that Syria has given such approvals in the past before ultimately blocking convoys from distributing life-saving supplies. Two suicide bomb attacks near the entrance of a military base north of Baghdad in a market killed at least 18 people Thursday, according to police. In a statement posted online, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks and named the two Iraqi suicide bombers. The attack by the entrance of one of Iraq's largest military bases in Taji, just north of Baghdad, killed at least 7 people, wounding 18, according to police there. A suicide bomb explosion in the mostly Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad's Jadida killed at least 11 people. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan after Wednesday's night attack on a cafe in Tel Aviv. 4 people were killed, 5 wounded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the attack.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
Meanwhile, police have both shooters in custody. VOA News. Friends and relatives of an Eritrean detained in Italy for alleged migrant smuggling say police are holding the wrong man. Italian police said Wednesday that Medani Yadego Merid, he is suspected of running one of the biggest networks transporting migrants from Libya to Europe, had been taken into custody after being extradited from Sudan. Multiple sources, however, say that the man in custody is actually another Eritrean with the same name. Meanwhile, Italian prosecutor said Thursday that his office is looking into reports that authorities may have mistaken identity of that suspect. China Thursday rebutted a warning from Tokyo just hours after Japan expressed a strong vow to protect its territory after a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to its island, known as Senkaku in Japanese, it's claimed by both countries. Japan's vice foreign minister summoned China's ambassador at 2 a.m. just as that maritime incident in the East China Sea was underway, to express serious concern and to lodge a protest. All that information came to a Japanese foreign ministry statement. The European Central Bank president, Mario Draghi, is calling on governments to do more to make their economies more competitive and to create jobs. It comes as a region's aging population weighs on labor markets. Draghi spoke to finance and banking experts at the Brussels Economic Forum Thursday.
There are many understandable political reasons to delay structural reforms, but there are few, very few, good economic ones, and the cost of delay is simply too high.
The economy of the 19-country Eurozone, meanwhile, has struggled to gain traction, despite the ECB's efforts to stimulate it with a raft of measures. Indian roads have killed 400 people every day in 2015 and nearly 1,375 road accidents, according to government data Thursday. It led the country to set a target to reduce the number of accidents by half by 2017. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the transport minister launched a booklet on road safety. He's urging stakeholders to work together to making the country's roads safer. He says we can reduce the number of road accidents by 50% by next year and help save people's lives. I think these are man-made mistakes. Liberia is officially free of the Ebola virus. That, according to the World Health Organization Thursday, it comes after the West African country successfully passed 42 days without a confirmed case of the fatal disease. This is the fourth time since the beginning of the epidemic 2 years ago that Liberia has been declared free of that virus. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.